welcome to the ninth season of Travel It Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented new co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore because of her creative and colorful culinary expertise. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 348th edition of Travel It Radio, our special guest is Rob Gabranche, Director of Travel Industry Sales with Historic Tours of America in San Diego. Welcome, Rob, to Travel It Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate that.
Awesome. So, Rod, when people think of San Diego, they think of two things: great climate and the San Diego Zoo. Your tours give guests some of both, and they give visitors a great way to sample local highlights. What's the Old Town Trolley Tours offering for 2020?
Well, we always have so much going on, Keita. We are the attraction that takes you to the other attractions. So whether it be day or night, land or sea, we have daytime hop on and off tours. We have full day tours to La Jolla. We have a night tour. We have actually a ghost tour. We do what's called the seal tour, which gets you on land and in sea. And even in the holiday tour, we have a lights and night sights tour. So we've got so much going on this year.
Rod, I had the good fortune last month to be in San Diego and take your SEAL tour, half on land, half on water. Please tell our listeners all about that.
Sure. Some people may equate it to what would be called a duck tour. And a duck tour is usually on vehicles that are in the 1940s from the World War there. But we actually have what's called hydroterrors, and these vehicles are built for amphibious touring. So a SEAL tour is an amphibious tour that takes you all around San Diego and drives on land and then actually splashes down into the San Diego Bay. You drive around San Diego. You're on land for about half an hour and on the water for about an hour down, as I said, in San Diego Bay off this area called Shelter Island. And you get to see the marine life out there. You get to see the Navy helicopters. You can see the submarines. And lots of times the Navy is actually training dolphins out there, and you get to see them train the dolphins right near our vehicle, which is pretty special to see.
Yes, it is. Riders have on and off privileges on your trolleys, Rod, so they can get off and spend an hour in Old Town San Diego or even a whole day at Balboa Park. If somebody shows up and says he wants to see, let's say, the San Diego Zoo, what tour do you recommend?
Well, I really say, you know, especially for first-time visitors to San Diego, is to do the hop-on, hop-off Old Town Trolley Tour. Because in San Diego, we have 10 stops. So you can go around, and about every 20 minutes, another trolley comes by, so you can hop on and hop off. We do have a stop in Balboa Park, as you mentioned, there, and it's about a 15-minute walk to the actual front of the zoo. So if you started early in the morning, our first tour is about 9 a.m., you could take the tour, get on, hop on and hop off, and still have time to get off in Balboa Park, walk over to the zoo, and then explore the zoo, because there is about a 70-minute bus ride there that you can take around. It takes you all around the zoo, and so you can still see a big portion of the zoo in a short amount of time, walk back to where the trolley picked you up, and then head on and continue your tour around the city. So you can really make a full day of it.
Now, in addition to the zoo, doesn't Balboa Park have about 20 different attractions all in that same place?
It does, Keita. It has about 17 museums and cultural institutions, and it does house the zoo, as we were saying. In fact, a lot of people call Balboa Park the West Coast Smithsonian. Balboa Park is about 1,200 acres. It's actually larger than Central Park. And in fact, one of the newest museums that we'll be getting next year will be the Comic-Con Museum, which many people know. Comic-Con, it's probably one of the largest conference that comes to San Diego. It began here in San Diego, and it's obviously, but it started about comic books, but now it's all these movies and Marvel and all these different things. So that's going to be a huge addition to Balboa Park. So we're looking forward to that. But it's a great cultural place to go. There's gardens, rose gardens. There's little areas, cafes. There's a Japanese garden, and it's just a really special place and a magical place to go in Balboa Park.
That sounds absolutely amazing. Now, if people want history, should they head for an Old Town San Diego?
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that in San Diego here, we have an Old Town. In fact, our trolley is called Old Town Trolley. It's just a coincidence in San Diego. Our tour actually started in Key West, and there's an Old Town in Key West, and that's where we got our name. But Old Town San Diego is actually the birthplace of California, and people don't realize that. So there's a lot of firsts in that area. There's one of the oldest schools. There's a printer. There's an area, many Mexican restaurants there. So a lot of people go there as kind of their starting place for the history of San Diego as well as California. There's also a building there called the Whaley House, which is known through the Travel Channel as pretty much one of the most haunted houses in America. So if you're ever in San Diego, you have to check out the Whaley House.
Oh, I'm getting incredibly excited. If you guys are just tuning in, we are talking with Rod LaBranche of Old Town Trolley Tours.
Rod, you know, we're talking about history. Hotel del Coronado is certainly historic, not only for its architecture and longevity, but also for the Marilyn Monroe movie, Some Like It Hot. Isn't there a famous scene where a gust of wind blew her white dress into the air?
It's funny that you say that, Jan. Actually, that movie was The 7-Year Itch. But in Some Like It Hot, you'd never know because it was Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis. So it might have been their dresses that actually flew into the air, if you remember the movie.
Well, I do remember seeing an ice skating rink right on the beach of that hotel. Is it open all year, and can Old Town Trolley passengers take a break by going ice skating there?
Well, actually, the ice skating rink, which is amazing because it's set out right on the beach. And I actually, last year on my birthday is in December, so I went on my birthday. It usually opens up right after Thanksgiving and then closes up about the first week of January. So it's not open all year long. But when it is open, our guests can get off at the stop in Coronado where the Hotel Del is located. And they can walk right over to the Hotel Del and the ice skating rink and take part in that as well. So they get a little special time there in December when they're in San Diego. They get to go ice skating on the beach.
Oh, I feel like I just missed my opportunity to do that, but now I know. Well, talking about history, what makes the Gaslamp District a can't-miss destination? Which of your tours go there?
Well, actually, the Gaslamp area, the district, is the downtown part of San Diego. It used to be called Newtown, and also the Stingaree District, because in its day, it was actually the Vice District, and so it was where the prostitutes and the drug dealers and the gamblers were there. In fact, Wyatt Earp was there, and he was known to come very often to the Horton Grand Hotel. And we actually have two tours that go through there, the Hop On and Hop Off Old Town Trolley Tour, and that stops in the upper Gaslamp area and lower Gaslamp area. And then we have our City Lights and Nights tour that actually goes through there at night. It's more in the upper Gaslamp. And then at nighttime, it turns into a culinary area, as well as where the clubs are, and everybody goes down in the Gaslamp quarter for clubbing and for fine dining.
We're going to get to that in just a second. But since San Diego has a scenic skyline and spectacular waterfront, we'd like to know exactly what does Old Town Trolley Tours do after dark? How many tours do you have?
Well, it's funny that you asked that because, as I mentioned earlier about the Whaley House in Old Town, we actually have a ghost tour called Ghosts and Gravestones Tour at night. And that night tour goes around San Diego into some various areas, into some cemeteries, and tells the dark side of San Diego. Everyone always thinks of San Diego as sunny and beaches, but every city kind of has their dark side. So we tell the old history of that. And then we actually get to get off, go through a cemetery near the Whaley House, and then go to the Whaley House, and a docent actually takes you through the Whaley House, which is pretty spectacular. And as I said, it's the most, one of the most haunted houses in America. And then we also have the City Lights Night Tour, which takes you down from an area called Seaport Village and takes you on about a 90-minute tour around San Diego. It does take you over the famous Coronado Bay Bridge over San Diego Bay, drops you off on the San Diego side of Coronado, so you have an amazing view of the downtown skyline of San Diego. Takes you through Balboa Park, the Gaslamp Quarter, down through Little Italy, and then down by the waterfront. And then it ends at Seaport Village, and then the Hyatt Hotel is right there, the largest hotel in San Diego. And you get to go on the top floor there, and we give you 50% off a bottle of wine up there. And so you then get to finish it off with the most amazing 360-degree view of San Diego.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds wonderful. So, Rod, I'm known in social media as Girl Carnivore, so we need to talk about food for a minute. Dan just told me
sure.
He had an amazing filet mignon in Fleming Steakhouse and a great seafood dinner at Ocean Air. What are some of your favorite local restaurants?
Well, I live in an area called Hillcrest, which is up by Balboa Park, so we have a lot of local little restaurants around here. I grew up in New England, and we didn't have any Thai restaurants, and I can walk to about 5 Thai restaurants, which is one of my favorite cuisines. But my favorite area actually is to go down to Little Italy. And Little Italy is actually the largest Little Italy in America. You would think New York, San Francisco, different areas. But San Diego's is actually the largest, and you actually learn that on our hop on, hop off trolley tour. And there's a place there called the Crack Shack, which is one of my favorite places. They have these fried chicken sandwiches and deviled eggs. So the crack is like the egg. So it's Crack Shack, and it's actually it's owned by Richard Blaze, who was one of the top chefs from Top Chef. And next to that restaurant, there's another restaurant called Urban Wood, which is one of my favorites. Again, there's another chef, top chef, Brian Malarkey, who is very well known. He owns that, and it's Herb, H-E-R-B, and Wood. Amazing California cuisine up there. There's a great seafood restaurant called Ironside there as well. And then there's a wonderful steak restaurant called Born and Raised that's brand new that they just built in Little Italy that's they put $7 million into. And it's an old school where they push the carts and make the Caesar salad at your table. It's pretty amazing. So one of my favorite places I go to is Little Italy in San Diego for some great cuisine.
Oh, I'm taking notes. Since San Diego is on the Pacific Ocean and less than an hour from Mexico, do these factors influence the local cuisine at all?
Oh, Kita, for sure. What we have is what we actually coined it. We call it Cali Baja cuisine. So you have the California, San Diego, all the fresh ingredients from the gardens and all the farms here mixed in with the Baja, great spices and the fish, because we share obviously the same ocean down here. It's really unique. It's San Diego's unique cross-border flavor called Cali Baja. In fact, if you ever heard of Rubio's Fish Taco, that was born here and started here in San Diego. So when people think of fish tacos, they really started in here in San Diego. So we're very well known for the fish taco.
I want to tell our listeners that you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Kita Roberts. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or check out the archive show on Facebook. And we're talking tonight with Rod LaBranche of Old Town Trolley Tours in San Diego. Rod, the SEAL tour I took had a driver and a narrator. Is that the way all your trolleys run, or does one person sometimes do both? Also, who writes the scripts? I laughed out loud so many times.
Well, it's funny you say that, Dan, because we are well known for what we call it is transportainment, because we're really there to entertain our guests. And you know, there are so many tours you can go on around the country and in San Diego and different types, but we really try and stand out. And what we do is we actually audition our trolley drivers. We call them conductors. And on the trolley, there's just the conductor. They actually narrate and drive. Whereas, as you mentioned on the SEAL tour, we actually have a first mate and a captain who obviously has to be able to know how to drive and then be a captain in the water. So they have two jobs there. So with theirs, they take care of that. And then we have the first mate that is able to really tell the ins and outs of the water and the maritime area of San Diego. And as I mentioned, we audition them. So it's like they're actors. And instead of just taking a bus driver and teaching them how to give a tour, we take an actor and teach them how to drive. So I really think that's what really, you know, steers us apart from other tour companies, because we take that person and a personality who wants to be on stage, and then they take their own, you know, put their own spin on the script, which we've had for quite a few years, but we tweak it up once in a while. And then they give their anecdotes and their humor and all those different things to really make it their own. And I think that really makes us stand us apart from other tours and how we've been so successful for almost 40 years.
That's absolutely captivating. They really are wonderful at their jobs. But how do you find such talented hosts?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Keita, it's not that easy. You would think it would be, but you know, we nowadays through the internet and social media, we really, you know, get it out there in social media, the type of company we are and the type of person that we're looking for. And it's very interesting because what we get such a wide variety. We have a cast of characters, you know, on our cast. And, you know, we've had CEOs that have retired, and they had always seen us go by their company. And I would say, God, that always looks so fun. And then, you know, they retire and they actually get kind of bored. So they look and they kind of get interested in us, and they come in and see what we have to offer, and we audition them, and we just have such a wide variety of people. Obviously, you know, we go on Craigslist and the different job postings, but it's a lot of word of mouth and in the theater side and different things like that. So we really get a good, unique cross of people that can do the job.
So out-of-towners arrive by train from LA, which, not going to lie, already planning, or from San Francisco.
Yay.
By air. In fact, the airport is unusual because it's so close to town and has frequent flights. Now, a takeoff or landing every like 90 seconds, but only a single runway. Is that a benefit of your benign climate?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I would like as many people from around the world that could come here. Actually, I think it hinders us a little bit because, as you just said, it's one runway, so they take off and land at that same runway. So there's not two where one does one and one does the other. The thing that is nice, as you said, it's literally less than 10 minutes from downtown. And you come in and the water's right there. San Diego Bay is right there. So it's so nice that guests get to land right there, and they're so close to the downtown area, the waterfront. We always say, the big joke in San Diego is, oh, it's only 10 minutes away, or, you know, oh, where are you going? Over here, it's only 10 minutes away. San Diego is like a big town. And as you mentioned, it's planes, trains, and automobiles, and even cruise ships. So we get large cruise ships in here. Again, they go right downtown. They can walk through the Gas Lamp Quarter, a shopping area, which I think we're going to talk about, called Seaport Village. And everything is so close to each other. That's what really makes San Diego special.
Rod, you just mentioned Seaport Village. Is that the best place to start one of your tours? It's right on the water behind the Manchester Grand Hyatt and several other hotels. I stayed at the Sophia, easy walking distance on Front Street.
It is. In fact, I was just at the Sophia, stopping by to see them yesterday. I love that hotel. It's very centrally located, and you can walk everywhere. Three of our tours do start there. We have our, well, do go there, the trolley tour, the SEAL tour, and our City Lights Night Tour. So it's great if you're in the downtown area. You pretty much can walk right over to Seaport Village, where there's about 75 little shops and restaurants right on the waterfront. Really a unique area. So we do have, as I mentioned, 10 stops on our trolley tour. And so guests can start at any of those tours any time of the day. We run about every 20 minutes. So they don't have to get on at a specific starting location. They can get on at any one of our loop stops and hop on the tour anywhere they'd like.
We're talking with Rod LaBranche of Old Town Trolley Tours in San Diego. Kita?
So, Rod, I need to know, should people make reservations? How far ahead do they need to book during the holidays, like upcoming President's Day weekend, or maybe even Valentine's Day?
Good question, Kita. It does depend, for instance, on Valentine's Day. So, for instance, our nighttime City Lights Night Tour, that books out. We actually add trolleys that night because it is kind of a romantic nighttime thing to do. You see the night lights. We have some kind of nice music that goes. It's kind of what we call a trolley light, as opposed to the daytime day, which really gives you all the history of San Diego. At the nighttime, you're really looking at the beauty at night and the lights, going over to Coronado, over the bridge, as I mentioned, seeing that most spectacular city skyline. So those type of tours are reservation-based tours. The trolley tour is not. You can hop on anytime you want. It's a pre-sale tour. But for instance, the tour that Dan took, the SEAL tour, in the summertime, those sell out. So you'd want to know, you know, pretty much when it's middle of summer, we can sometimes carry 700 people a day. They go every half an hour. We have two actually locations on the waterfront that the SEAL tour goes from, and you definitely would need to plan ahead for that as well. President's Day weekend always gets us where you are right now, Kita, in L.A., a lot of L.A. travelers, and we do fill up on those tours throughout that President's Day weekend as well.
That is wonderful to know. And then we need to get into the nitty gritty. What are your prices? And do you offer discounts to seniors, students, or veterans? Also, are there package deals? Or can you buy several tours together and save some money?
For sure. We love packaging tours. And in fact, what we do is if you take the trolley tour and you add any of the other tours, you automatically get $10 off each one of those tours. We always say we have one low price for everyone. The trolley tour for the day is $42 for adults and $25 for children. That's for the full day. And I think that you really guess always we have a comment card on your ticket, and they always are saying I really got my money's worth. The SEAL tour is the same, $42 and $25 for children. And then you asked about veterans. What we do is we sell tickets to the MWR and the MCCS offices at all the military bases around the country. And in San Diego, every military base sells our tickets, and they offer at least a 20% discount on the tickets. So you can buy heavily discounted tickets at any military base in San Diego.
That's absolutely really good to know. I love anything that supports our veterans. And you did say children. What are your age qualifications for that?
Children are age 4 to 12. And then under 3 are free, except on the SEAL tour. They are $10, and that's 0 to 3, just because on the SEAL tour, you can't, if you have a child on your seat, they're considered taking up a seat, or is what they consider a soul on a boat.
I imagine that is all about safety first. Well, our listeners
Absolutely.
Always like to learn. Our listeners always like to learn more about our guests. So please tell us, Rod, where were you born, raised, and schooled? How did you become a writer, and especially a travel writer?
Well, I actually grew up in New England, in New Hampshire. And I grew up there, went to the University of New Hampshire. We had an exchange with San Diego State, so I had come out on spring break, and I was like, that's where I'm going to live when I graduate. 2 weeks after graduation from the University of New Hampshire, I got my way to San Diego, and I never turned back. My first job was at SeaWorld when I got here, so I was in the industry right away. And then I got a job at the Sheraton Hotel being a concierge. I was there 9 years. The Old Town Trolley stole me away, and I've been at the trolley tour now 21 years, director of sales for all of our cities. We have 7 cities around the country that your listeners may know about: Boston, D.C., Savannah, Nashville, St. Augustine, Florida, Key West, and San Diego.
Pretty good itinerary. You know, I'd love to live in San Diego, Rod. You already do that. But where do you go when you go on vacation?
Oh, interesting you say that. To go back to my roots, Dan, I actually try every year to go back to Cape Cod. It's really one of my favorite places. I just think it's magical. My parents took us there as kids, and I always loved being near a beach. That's why I moved to San Diego, but I miss the East Coast. My parents had a place in Maine at York Beach, Maine. We always took us to Cape Cod as well. So I always try to get to Cape Cod. I love Puerto Vallarta. That's a quick trip from San Diego. Hawaii is not that far. And what's also nice is Palm Springs is only about a 2-hour drive. So those are some places around here that we get a little bit of difference in the temperature and the beaches. But those are some of my favorite places that I like to go. Usually they have to include a beach.
So actually, Marty, like craving all of this. I'm really excited talking to you. How do listeners learn more about these old trolley tours, Lucille tours, and all of the historic tours of America? And of course, how do they book these reservations?
For sure. Keita, thanks for asking. We have a wonderful website. It's www.trolleytours.com. And you go on there, you can see all the different tours that we offer, what they do, where they go, the maps, the locations, where you can pick it up. If we do have shuttles that go to various hotels to pick your guests up as well. So www.trolleytours.com. And then you can purchase tickets right on the website through there as well. Keita, thanks so much for asking.
Of course. Now, Rod, there's a very important question. Is there anything that we haven't asked that you would love to tell us?
I just think, I mean, as living and moving to San Diego, my thing is I cannot express how much I love just telling people about San Diego. And when I tell them that I'm from San Diego, they always say, oh my gosh, I love San Diego. So I think you cannot come to San Diego and not take one of our tours and not experience the full, you know, breadth of beauty that San Diego has to offer, whether it's on the water on our SEAL tour, whether we take you up to La Jolla, the beautiful jewel of California up there, or you take one of our night ghost tours or even the other night tour, you know, you have to take one of our tours to really experience the beauty and everything, the history of everything that we have here in San Diego. So that's what I would have to say for sure.
Well said, Rod. And our guest tonight has been Rod LaBranche, Director of Travel Industry Sales with Historic Tours of America in San Diego. Thank you, Rod, for joining us on Travel with Radio.
Thank you, Dan and Keita. I really appreciate it. Again, everybody have a wonderful new year and good luck to everyone. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And with Valentine's Day and baseball spring training just 5 weeks away, how about a sweet gift that is cheaper than flowers and just as sweet? That's my book, The New Baseball Bible, an unorthodox illustrated history that's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but costs less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or for yourself. If you want a signed copy, email me at ballauthor@gmail.com or send me a private message on Facebook and we'll make it happen. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, we'll head out west to hear all about the Wart Hotel, a member of Historic Hotels of America, in beautiful Jackson, Wyoming. General Manager Jim Waldrop will be our guest. And now this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my new partner, Keita Roberts, wishing everyone a healthy, happy new year and saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.